It is my plan to take a short break from the Shaklavatarya of the Gemara Rashi and Taisis and to focus instead on some tshuvas, which, as I mentioned, probably you would not have understood at all before we started the sugya, and hopefully now you're more capable of understanding. Downstairs I had a few photostated, a few tshuvas, which I had left in my Gemara. Whoever photostated them, thank you, although you missed one. And I'd like to go through some of them, particularly Rav Yosha's tshuva on the contact lenses, in which Rav Yosha says a chiddush, and this is all really based on our sugya. We've already learned that tchisa is primarily by things that absorb water. Tchisa d'oraisa, certainly. Tchisa b'seyar, we said, is only a d'rabbanan. And there's something called shriya. Shriya say is to soak. If you take a dirty bag and you soak it in water, that's levon. It's soaking it or squeezing it. We talked always about squeezing it. Shriyasa is el kibusai. You take a bag and you throw it into a tub of water, and you let it soak. That's cleaning as well. In the case of the contact lenses, the shaila is a shaila of both. There's a shaila of shriya, of soaking the lenses. There's a shaila of kibus of squeezing them out. Shrita. The discussion here is about the new lenses, the soft lenses, which absorb a great amount of water, and he's not talking about something that's hard plastic. The glasses lenses are also made out of plastic. There's no shaila that it certainly doesn't absorb anything. He's talking about soft lenses, and let's see. I'd like to go through the tshuva. It's a pretty short tshuva, and see what he says. Omnam. Halacha psuka barachayim t'mishin beis sheba'ar loy nema ashriyasei zehu kibusai. It's in halacha that by leather we don't say shriyasei zehu kibusai. Why? Because it doesn't absorb. Because leather doesn't absorb. V'rishoy l'ashreisim b'mayim. If you have something made out of leather and it gets dirty, you're allowed to put water on it in order to clean it. V'im gamim naime da'ar b'leyav amayim chaydrin l'saychayim. Even if you'll say that the ar is belaya something, gam im noima the ar belaya avayim chaydrin l'saychay. Even if the water absorbs something, I think what he means to say is that the water stands in it; it doesn't get absorbed in the material itself. Makamach im yesh ladaim v'tibon shal adoshes maga. Nevertheless, we have to be down on the nature of contact lenses. V'chol mine nylon and binam kar. What he means to say is, if you say R absorbs zero, then obviously the contact lenses are different, because it's certainly absorbing something. But even if you say that R also is belaya in the sense that it holds water, just it doesn't absorb water, like I explained to you last time, that here holds water on its surface, but not that it absorbs it. So we have to be down, what about this plastic? It says, Ayin igris maishay, erideis min ayin vav. The mapa is shell plastic. Plastic towels, I don't know what that means. Shemikivan she'ena mayim nechdos and klal esaychay ala rach agaba kamayetim. He says that the water doesn't go into it. Maybe it's plastic tablecloth, okay. The mayim doesn't go, I mean plastic tablecloth, sorry, yeah. Ala rach agaba kamayetim. The afarachim. Mistavra that it doesn't absorb. Hari yesh ladin dosh lo shayach ben kibus. So in Svara we could say it's not shayach kibus. For a maisha en, makom, okay. Since plastic is a new thing, you can't find it in the farish. Do min chada shadayrus rishayim loyvav aisai min aroy lahach mi shalaylich by rishvayf biyadayim bechayzik. You shouldn't pour water onto the plastic tablecloth. Bechayzik with strength. Rak lenakos ayaday mayim bekalus yesh lahakul. Only to, without pressing, just to gently pour water on it. That he says it could be makos. So Ramesh is misupik by plastic. is make to pour a little water, to pour, they say a little mayim bekalos, to put a little bit of water onto it, and without pressing, that is mekel. So based on this, the Ramesh is Masupik of Plastic is Balaya. So Rabbi Yosha goes into the now into the Shaila. Obviously, he's naming on the side that Ramesh has to be Machmir. Rabir Allah is Simishim Beis Kasab, the Ba'ar Afilu Rach, after Shaykh by Kibbutz, Avalay by Kita, Kol Oishain, O Rach by Yosef. It's not Sikh, it's very soft. The Ba'ar Rach, after Shaykh by Kibbutz, the Kamak in Lein Sikhita Amrina, and the Lai Shaykh by Kibbutz. So there are things, he says, which there's an issa to soak and there's no issa to squeeze. But Kai got the Dibru Chazal. Masha'al Mushabar Lai Amin Ishriyasi Zwiki Busai. Because even something which is soft, he's saying that in this R, if it's very soft, it's Shaykh by Kibbutz. But he's the Adashis Maga. So Dibre Hamumchin Shamayim Dim Lesoyche Veim Rachim Biyaiser. The lava arich lemebet hachi was right to memayim b'shabbos. If there's certain types of soft R which absorb, and there's an iser at least in the drabanim, so by soft ones it should be the same thing. So till here he's mesadet lahachmir. Here omnam he goes into his dad kula. Loy arich means not proper. Lemebet hachi. Omnam berash yuma periches kasav davka ki hasam. The issur of washing is dafka kiyasim, just like over there in the case of shviyas zikibus. They maybe the beged sheish alav lichluch only by a dirty beged. Bikai gav nami in shviyas zikibus. So we had this rush. I just didn't call it the rush. I mentioned to you the two shittas in Shulchan Aruch. Now what does the rush say? That if you have a clean beged, if it's only if it's a beged that has a lichluch, you could say shviyas zikibus. Avol la beged hushchar machmas lavisha. But if a beged got dirty because it was worn many times, like Tashmish, or somebody did something and it still not got dirty. Koshkin love and lagamri ve'emal of tinof. El sharaita lalabna yaiser. Why am I shriyasi to the kibbutz? If it's not a noticeable stain, even if you're just getting it wider, the rush holds that there's no iser. That there's no iser of shriya. Now, what's with contact lenses? Contact lenses get dirty? Yes, that's the first thing that he's just, I mean, we have to understand, do contact lenses get dirty or they don't get dirty?
You don't see it, but your eyes will feel it.
You don't see it, it looks normal, but your eyes feel what?
Your eyes will
they'll hurt because of the germs on it. So they have germs. The question is germs dirt?
They're called clean.
To call it clean again. Would you assume germs is dirt? Yeah? I don't know. It's a chiddush, right? The germs is dirt. Oh, I want to get rid of the dirt. But is it dirt legabe? I want to get rid of the germs. The question is that libun to get rid of germs? So he doesn't say. So far, what's he saying? The Rosh says on clean things, there's no answer. On clean things, even if pushchar ktsat machmas lavisha, not so clean because you wore it a few times, but doesn't have a stain. There's no iser kibbutz. That's the rush. How do we paskin? The Simon Shinbei, Tevi Ramash, Tei Deyem. The Simon Shinbei, we have two opinions. Tei Rishayna Kar Rush, the Siyatai, the Isur Rakbaif and Sheesh Alabegad Dabba Meshlochum Maas. First, the Rosh Hashita, that it's only the Begad actually has a stain. The Zami Yashiyazu Kibbutzai. And then Deyashniya, Bishem Yashayman. He brings two opinions. He says, after la halacha naktina kedei rishayna, even though the ikra din is l'kula like the rush, ten kasa bi'ar agra, l'kavak in kasa achrayinim, di eshloch shlachmir b'sataira, di achrayinim, the Mishnah Berurah says, to be machmir. So what do we have here? We have two sfeikas so far. His first sfeik was that the plastic is belay at all, and that he was mitzadet l'achmir. Now he has a second thing, that being that lenses are clean, what he calls clean. So therefore, according to the Rosh, it could be Megal. But it's also not enough. Because La Halacha, because the Achrayim say to be Machmir. We already have the Seraph of two Shitas. Right? There's a possibility it's not considered Shita or Shriya. And then there's a possibility that on clean things it's always. But on that, he's not silent yet. Ochen yesh loimer. His chiddush is the following: the af lahamachmirim, even those who say on a clean beged, it's shayach to isur libon, shayach to isur cleaning. Gam shein davar mos ala beged, even if there's no stain. Mekamakim shriyasai moisif b'libunai. It does something. Even if you have a clean baguette and it has no stain, and you wash it, it makes it bulibune, it makes it whiter. Shari a baguette, hushka machmas lavisha. If you wear a baguette, it's not as white as it was before. Kamashkos of a rush. Avo be baguette, chodash, and muluvan kol tzarcha. If you have mamish, a new baguette, that's perfectly clean, nothing happens by washing it, then shumay sofa bishriyasa, yen kamalachat kibos. This is Rabbi Yashav Chiddush. We spoke out to sheet is this unclean begadim. There's an isser of shriya, of washing. We spoke out that there are two opinions on that. What he's saying is that machlokes is only if it doesn't have a stain. And the washing does something, akapanim. The washing, it whitens it. But if you have something which is perfectly good, then there's no problem. Lefizeh ha'yamakim lahatir. And how you write in Esar Dasha is Maga. 1127. Because we talked before of germs. Are germs dirt or not? This is what he said. Lafiza Yamakim Lahat. How you write in Esar Dasha is Maga, if you're going to wash the contact lenses, Lifnei Sarah Shabbos, right before Shabbos, you clean it. Lashroise Bemayim Bishabbos, Kadesh Leiskal. Then on Shabbos, you can soak it in water, Kadesh Leiskal. What does that mean? You cleaned it out of Shabbos. It's perfectly clean. No, you can wear it. You can wear it, then there's no shayla. Means right before Shabbos, you make sure it's clean. So from the little bit of wearing on Shabbos, he's saying, we're not afraid it's going to be considered dirty. And for that, you can soak it in water on Shabbos. In water on Shabbos. What?
I guess the assumption is that a Friday night doesn't get away. What about you?
He's not saying a chilek. Brand new baguette. A brand new baguette, he's saying, would be much. If you have a brand new baguette. You mean if you wore it for an hour?
You
wear it for an hour. The lenses are different. A baguette you wear for an hour or two, you sweat, it gets, actually gets dirty more quickly than lenses. Lenses are swimming in liquid. See, that's what he seems to say. Let's skip down to the last paragraph now. He says he can soak contact lenses in two things: either in a solution that kills germs, or in a water solution, a saline solution. He says, "Achrei sheitzil chaymer miyuchid, ashal adivreim ein bekoychel inakis klalas vadashis maga." Since they have solutions that don't actually clean it, they just keep it wet. Yeshvakim lahatir, lahashrei tzadashis maga b'mayim b'shabbos b'chaymer hanal, ubitziruf rechitzas tzadashis maga b'erev Shabbos. What's he saying? That erev Shabbos, you have to make sure they're clean, because there's any dirt on them, it's the chigwiz they're going to ask them. And now, being that they're clean, on Shabbos he's matir putting it only into water or a saline solution. On Shabbos, why not into what's it called? The thing usually for the disinfectant. Not into a disinfectant. Why?
Depends
on you. What? The disinfectant. So he's saying here. He seems to say that put it into a disinfectant would be awesome. Why?
Because to you, that thing is not dirty.
So it sounds like he's saying that the germs themselves are this are libun. So to wash it. In something to wash it in disinfectant on Shabbos, so you really have two tzedad and lahakel. Is plastic really even by plastic? And according to the Rosh, it's mutter because it doesn't have a stain. He says that it's not enough to rely on, but to soak it in saline solution, which the germ's not going to do anything to, and the dirt doesn't change, so that is matter. Because something which is used for a while, he's assuming, gets a certain level of dirt. That would be. Well, these germs and dirt. So he's saying the dirt you get off by some Erev Shabbos. And the germs, you don't use it to disinfect. So it sounds like you're saying. It's like the Kuda doesn't explain that much, but and that seems to be a sack. Now, what do you do afterwards? You take it out. What about rubbing it? Isn't there something about rubbing it here? You have to be supposed to rub it afterwards? So it seemed squeezing it, I don't know that it would be makel. To squeeze out the liquid, I don't know that it would be makel. So you have to handle it in a way that's not obscuration. So if you're going to squeeze out water, I don't know, I never contact my brother. Does not.
Okay. It rises up by itself.
Fine. If it doesn't squeeze out, it's fine. But those who told me it does squeeze out.
That shows it that.
I don't know.
Usually
dry out, so that doesn't absorb water. Oh, it absorbs. The question is, when handling this secretion, you're going to squeeze out of it. There's no secretion. It's fine. This is a sack, right? It definitely absorbs because it's a porous plastic. It's a. My understanding is that it comes half the size, and they put it in water, and it expands.
Rabbi, I
was told
by one of my
cards.
I really
want
it.
Do you know my prescription?
No.
I never really had a tiber for it.
No, I had it first
hand. Oh, I understand. Okay. I'll be happy to see you for some period. Alright, Akapun, this is his psak. It's based on the two things we had on Tzita B'Seya, the Tzita by plastic, and the question of whether it's Tzita by new thing, or a Shriya, actually, he thought. Alright, that's one Shuvah. One Shuvah now. Is it a Chumrah or a Kula? You assumed it was Mutter and this is Nachmer or? What? You assumed everything was Mutter, so it's a Chumrah. Everybody uses the new soft lenses? It's all right. Huh?
No.
Don't use the old ones anymore. Okay. Alright, so that's one issue now. Alright, a second issue. Now, the Har Tzvi's Shuvah. Not this one, this is the other one. I did a shuva which was not many photos that were made. This starts. There are a couple of Dav Shena Miskaven issues that we have to deal with. I'd like to touch on what basically something here which opens up a whole new area. In halacha, we had a concept in last year in Pesachim of Kayach Sheni. Kayach Sheni was a case where a person does something, but that doesn't directly cause the avera to happen. The avera happens as a second kayach, a Kayach Sheni. The case was Shachal Alei Bitka Demaya. It was a Gemara, I think, in Sanhedrin, where somebody killed somebody else by tying him up and then pulling away a dam that had the water back. So the Gemara says, if the first water killed him, that's Kayach Rishon. When you pull away a board, first flow of water that comes, however you define first and second, first water that comes and hits the person, that's Kayach Rishon, that's called Yom Ha'isa. The second flow of water that comes, that's Kayach Sheni. And Kayach Sheni is not considered Yom Ha'isa, it's not an Issa D'Oraisa. On Shabbos too, Kayach Sheni is not an Issa, is not an Issa D'Oraisa. Kayach Sheni.
Wait, does Moshe kill someone that way?
Preferably, yeah. It means the person Chayim Issa to do it.
Grum.
On Shabbos, a Grum is a drama. Okay, the truth is that by killing people with a grama, the Rambam says it's a deraisa, just no punishment. On Shabbos, doing a grama is an issa d'rabbanan. Now, there's a chiddush that says, and at least I know three achrayim who say the following chiddush, and we'll come to what the Har Tzvi says about it in a minute. One, in the Shmir Shabbos Tilchasa, he talks about a sink where when the water runs under the house or under the bungalow, it's dripping onto the ground. Okay, in camp, we used to have where somebody used to say, oh, you can't use the water in the bunk, it's dripping on the grass, right? The pipe is dripping, you know, I'll use the water. So it used to happen every once in a while. Today the camps are fancier. I think the pipes still leak, but I think they have a thing where you can't look under the bungalow, no? But it always used to happen, you know, it's the halbatzara when it's the incoming water, but you know, when you can't flush, it's a major shiloh. So the issue is that you're going to turn on the sink, you turn on the water, and the water is going to drip onto the grass, or even not directly onto the grass. The Gemara says that the tree is yainik from many feet away, from 20, 22 or 25, like it's amos away, 40 feet away, a tree is yainik. So if it goes onto the grass, onto the earth, it's a problem. So what would you say? Why did it tzedadin to be makel in, let's say somebody uses the water. First of all, is the ever is their isa? He's dripping onto the grass. The ever is their isa? It's a double shade of miskavim. That's the first thing. It's a double shade of miskavim. Not miskavim to water the grass when he turns on the sink. And it's a psikresha, which would be also the psikresha, which he doesn't want. According to the Aruch, it's Mutal Chatzilah. Psikresha, like Nichalai, Taisa said, Bishin the Aruch is Mutal. We don't pass him like the Aruch. It's the Lachar, it's the Lachar. Dovishen is Kabbalah, it's which is Asr. Even if it's like Nichalai, says it's Mutal, but not like the Aruch, it's still Asr. Still lost. So it's a problem. We don't really have a kula here. The Truma Sadeshan said that by a drabbanon you can be semech on the yara. It's not a drabbanon here. The water in the grass that's into their isa. So it should be a problem. So in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Tasa he says that if the drain where you're pouring the water down this drain is just one straight drain down onto grass. There's no pipe. There's a straight pipe down. You're pouring it to go straight onto the grass. Of course that's awesome. That's not usually the case. Usually there's a the pipe under the sink turns and it leads out into a whatever type of pipe and it there it drips. He says that's a kach sheni. Because you're not pouring it directly onto the grass. You're pouring it down the drain. And the second water pushes the first water so that it goes out and it's going to go out to the grass. That's a kayach sheni. A kayach sheni is a grammar. He says that when you have these two things together, a dover sheni miskavin, that's a psikresha, v'loy nichalai, which would be awesome. But it's also a kayach sheni. He says then it's mutal chatchila. You're allowed to do it. It's a great kuma. You're allowed to chatchila, I mean, I'm not just saying this case is a great kula. I don't know how often it comes up. But the concept of a kayach sheni together with a davar sheni miskavin, that's even a psikresha, that's mutter, that's a chiddush lahar. So this chiddush, I said in three places. I found it in Shri Shabbos Rechaza. Rabbi Eider, in his Sefer Hilchos Shabbos, quotes Rav Moshe the following chiddush. He says very often, I keep on saying in the bungalow colony, because out here we have no grass to speak of, so you know, I suppose if you live in a place where there's grass,
you should have trees.
What?
You should have trees in
the right place. Yeah, but you're pouring it onto earth usually. You know, it's like Hashem created the world with cement, and there's some neighbors where they rip up the cement and they let's say you come out in the morning, it's after a rain, it's Shabbos morning, and there's a table or chairs outside and they got wet. So there's a pool of water sitting on the chair. Now you want the chair to dry in the afternoon, you'd like to sit on the chair. So can you pour the water directly onto the grass, tilt the chair, the water goes on the grass. So of course, there's no question, that's awesome. The brings the Shem Reb Moshe that you're allowed to tilt the chair so that the water runs onto the cement. Even though it's Vadai, that from the cement it's going to run down onto the grass. Vadai. You're putting it onto the cement, it's going to run onto the grass. So Reb Moshe says it's Mutter. Because it's a Dover Shein in the sky. There's no kavanah to water the grass. It's a grass you're letting halay.
Why do you know what I mean?
Because you don't care. You have no intention to water the grass.
Well, because your grass is watching.
That amount of water, I don't think anybody would care about. Nobody would have happened to care about.
Oh, but it's a negligible nicha that is not.
We spoke in the last week. Yechdis last, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So plus it's a kayash shady. Because you're pouring it onto cement, and from the cement it runs down onto the grass. That's kayash shani. So that, 1 second. So therefore, Rav Moshe says that these two things together, kayash shani, and if it's a gracia, he doesn't even say loy nichalai. I'm assuming he means loy nichalai. So he says these two things together, you could be mekum. So kayash shani plus it's a gracia nichalai is the second makar to be mekum. Third makar was a tshuva and the tzitzel Eliezer. Also, everyone's talking about grass. And he has a case where a person. It's in his garden, you don't want it to go on the grass, so you don't care to stay from the land. The third case is in the tzitzel Eliezer, a similar case. He's talking about a building which has a sprinkler that's on. There's a sprinkler that's watering the grass. Okay, it was set from before Shabbos. Whether it's right to do it or not right to do it, that's not the issue. The sprinkler is on. In the building, if you flush a toilet, you can see sometimes that the sprinkler's water pressure goes down. What does that mean? It means right now the sprinkler is sprinkling at a certain arch. When you flush, you cause it to sprinkle water at a different spot. It changes the spot into which the water is going. So you have to shaila, it's mutter to flush a toilet or turn on water. In a place in the city, the pressure is so strong that it's negligible, there's no noticeable difference. But you know, in camp, sometimes you can tell. You turn on the water, it affects the other water. So the question is it mutter to flush a toilet in such a place where you're going to change it? You're going to cause different water, grass to be watered. So he says the same answer. It's a kayach sheni. It's not a sheni, it's gabi. I'm thinking about it. So even though it's a psikresha, it's one of the three places where you have exactly the same shayla in all three places. And all of them come with this kula lala. Now, he brings ground that the Chassanish disagrees. Chassanish holds that you can't be sana hadith to kulas. But you have paiskim that are there. This tshuva that has to be, let's step back a minute, see the tshuva, and then we'll talk about it. This tshuva that has to be is about using hot water in Eretz Yisrael, where there's a solar hot water tank on the building. And the question is, are you allowed to use hot water in the building when you have this solar hot water tank? Who cares if it's a solar hot water tank or a gas hot water tank? What's the difference? There's a big difference. And the shayel felt, the halacha is bishul bechama is mutar l'chatzila. You're allowed to cook in the sun. I don't know if you can do it in Brooklyn, but if the sun heat is enough to cook, if somebody's out in the desert and he's got a raw egg and he wants to cook it, and he can crack it and expose it to the sun, and it'll cook. So you're allowed to do that l'chad chilam. You're allowed to cook bishul b'chama as mutter, which always amazes me, because I don't know, this halacha was learned for a couple of thousand years. And Chazal say the sun is not fire, not esh, cooking in the sun. And what did people think? What does it mean the sun is not fire? You know, so what is the sun? It's a big fire, small fire, what's the difference? But today we know that the sun is not fire. Right? The sun is all nuclear. It's all nuclear energy. There's no fire. There's no oxygen. You can't have fire without oxygen. There's no oxygen with the sun. Today we know that it's true that the sun is a different type of a bishul. It's not aish. But you know, you wonder sometimes you see a chazal and you don't understand the mitzvahs. It makes no sense to you. So you know, it's a bit of a musr that it shouldn't make sense to you. The Mishnah that says that Bishul Bachama is not Bishul Ba'esh, it's not Chama, it's not Eish. I'm sure until fairly recently nobody could figure out why the sun should be not be Eish. Today we know the sun is not Eish, Bishul Bachama is not. However, 1 minute. However, Bishul in Tolda Sachama is Bishul Betolda Sachama is a drabon. That means to cook in water which was heated in the sun, that's a drabon. Yeah, when you have to follow, because I know you don't have a dud shemesh on your roof, but we're going to start talking about our houses also. But once you have to just follow the lumber. When you turn your water, you turn on the water tap, you cause cold water to fall into the tank. What cooks that cold water? What? The hot water in the tank. Not the fire and not the sun. It's the hot water in the tank, because if you have a gallon of the 75 gallon tank and you take out, you're in the sink and you take out a cup of water falls into the tank. That cooks in what? Not in the sun. It cooks in the hot water, because if you have 70 gallons of hot water and you put one cup of water, cold water in, it's going to cook there. So that should be awesome. So turning on the shemesh should be awesome. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has here a tzad kula, which, okay, you don't have, I don't think many of you have the photostat. He says, I'll try, of course it's a double shade of a scavin, that's the first thing. You're not mechavin, when you turn away, you're not mechavin to cook. And it's a gracia that you don't care about, because you don't need this additional water. If you have 75 gallons of water, the hot water is enough for Shabbos. Nobody takes showers or does laundry on Shabbos. Says Nira Shabinida Didan Yesh Lahakul, Shum Shabizay Yesh Oy Kula. Shakola Bishal Khan who rak Roma. Shaknisa Samayim Karu Matehadud Ainze Kayach Rishain. Follow what's going on. Kibakayach Risha Yaitin Tchila Hamayim Hachamin Ubi Mekayma Nichnosin Mayim Hakarin. Umikivan going, have a Kayach Rishna, Kayach Shani. Have a grama. What's he saying? That when you turn on the cold water and you cause other, you turn on the hot water and you're causing the cold water now to fall into the tank, that's kayach sheni. And since it's kayach sheni, and secretion the lay nichalei, so it sounds like enough to be mekel, right? Sounds like enough to be Mekel. So he says that he's going to be Mekel. Again, I'm not going to go through the whole Lashon, but Ha'ayla Mikala Nal, Shaminida Nidan, when you have a stolen water heater, Lai Hab El Agrama, Nihisha Grama Asura Midrabana. It's true, Kashay is Asura Midrabana, Makamak. But Tzirif Hadav, Shaminida Nidan, have a bishop of Tolda Sachama, Shaini Surah El Adrabana. If can't have a tray drabanan, it's two drabanan, it's the grama, and it's in water which was heated by the sun. Yesh lahatir b'ena miskavim b'psikresh. There's a different era of Moshe and Shmishat Kosar. He's only mekel if it's two drabanan plus a grama. You follow? It's a karsheni, and you have two drabanan, it's a grama, plus it's bishul betoldas ha-chama. So therefore, he's making this case. Follow what's happening? The whole cooking is only the rabbanan. Plus, you have Davar Shemes Kavan and Grama, so he's making. Presumably, in the case of the Shri Shabbos Kolchas, so he'd be machmir. Because there it's only a Grama plus a Davar Shemes Kavan. He says, no, you need Grama, Davar Shemes Kavan, plus that it's only cooking until the sun. Hakama. That's his opinion. After learning this, I had a shvarika. I don't know. The issue is using hot water in our homes. I think we all know it's already Sakhalacha, Faisrael, I'm not changing anything. We don't use hot water in our homes on Shabbos, because when you turn on the cold water, you're causing other, when you turn on the hot water, you're causing cold water to fall into the tank and it cooks. It would seem that according to Shmur Shabbos Gochasa, Rav Moshe, and the Tzitz Eliezer, it should be mutter. Because it's a Kayach Shemin, it's a Dabba Shemin Misgabin, and it's a Gresh Lai Nichalei. I'm assuming it's Lai Nichalei because you don't need that water for Shabbos. You don't care about cooking after Shabbos. You could argue with me, however, I think that he assumes it's a Pesach Resha Lai Nichalei as well. Does he say Lai Nichalei just as Pesach Resha? No, he says Lai Nichalei. He says, Banu Lamachlaik is a Chumas Hadashim. It brings down the Chumas Hadashim. In the beginning, the first paragraph of the Tshuva, he brings the Chumas Hadashim, which we spoke out Thursday, as well as the Bayad Rabbani, you could be saying Pesach Resha Lai Nichalei. So why can't you use hot water in your house? What's the answer? I assume you cannot. What's the answer to the question? What? You're causing it eventually to go off. Let's say it's on now. Take out that and see it's on. Now, does anybody have any aras on this? Why is it Lai Nichalei? I am assuming it's Lai Nichalei because you don't care if it cooks on Shabbos. But you have 75 gallons of hot water. You're never going to use 75 gallons of Shabbos. You don't take showers on Shabbos, you don't do laundry. The things that use a lot of hot water, we don't do. So you wash dishes. How many dishes do you wash already? Unless it's Nichalei, but he's assuming it's Lai Nichalei. Unless it's Nichalei, that's the answer. What? So maybe the answer is because it's Nichalei. Anybody have any other possible answer? Could be because it's Nichalei. Could be. I think was that what? So I was discussing it downstairs with some of you, and the horror was maybe it's not a Kayach Sheni. Now here you have to think: is it the same thing? The case of Bitka Demaya. In this case, you're turning on the faucet upstairs of hot water. So there's a whole pipe of hot water coming through. This gallon, the 75 gallon tank, is letting water out through one thing, it's coming in through the other. Now, it's not the first water. But on the other hand, it is the first water. It's the first water before the tank, which is falling in. What you're doing is removing what's in front of it, and all the water moves one step. So maybe the reason we're machmir is because we are misuping that that's really kind of shame.
So how by the
what? No, this all would be not like that. Tzvi. You could either say it's nichalei, or the question is why we're machmir. So I can only think of these two possibilities. Either we're machmir, or it's considered nichalei. Or because Mechashi is called Kayach Rish. Yeah. But you're allowed to do something that you would do on Shabbos anyway, even if the Tetzah is a preparation for after Shabbos. You now do something which is purely a preparation for after Shabbos. But a person can do something on Shabbos even though Lamaisa will have it after Shabbos also. So that itself shouldn't be a problem. I'll tell you why this is a very big nafkamina. I've been asked to Shiloh a number of times by people who they don't never dream of using the hot water on Shabbos. But their cold water pipe runs in the basement next to the boiler pipe. Anybody ever have that? Where in the winter, in the summer you have cold water. In the winter, when they turn on the cold water, they get a small amount of hot water that comes out. Why? Because when they shut off the cold water, in the pipe, there's cold water which stops in the cold water pipe, but the cold water pipe is right next to the boiler pipe. And the water becomes heated from the boiler pipe. So here they have a shower that can use cold water. On Shabbos, the water actually gets hot. So the shower now is if they could turn off their cold water. They're going to cause, or turn on the cold water, they're bringing cold water next to the boiler pipe. And then when it stops, it's going to cook. Nobody ever had the shayla? I'm asked the shayla quite often. Usually right after someone did renovation, you know, in the house. But, If you leave it on the whole time, you don't have any problem. But most people don't want to do it, especially now that we pay for the water. So people don't want to do that. So let's see. What do you think? What?
Shear shops
and
don't
let
hang upside machines.
Yeah, there was a time, I know, they used to have us, but... What's the... what do you say about the shayla? It's a davar she'eino miskaven. It's a kresha, like nichala. Here, it's nichala. There's a reason when machmel to have water, like you said, Rav Shalom, then here it could be night. So it's nichala and nichala. What? Oh, it might not be a psikresha because you might end up using cold water again. Is that called not a psikresha? Because you might end up using cold water again, and that water won't stay long enough to. Is that called not a psikresha? It's a different kind of psikresha. You have to do, or some human being has to do something later to make it happen. That's for sure. Yeah, there it's happening. The question is it a tikkun, right? You can't compare it to how that. The explanation by how that's different. You can't compare it. Wait, and here it's a kash sheni for sure. Because it's not the first water which is going to cook. The first water is going to run out. It seems to me here you could be makel with kash sheni. It's a kash sheni nichalai. It would seem that there's certainly a big makom to be makel in this particular case. Yeah, I'm sorry. So this is again the nidain. It's a you have to know how you approach the shayla. What it's for you. I mean, that's even though you're not going to pass it for Klal Yisrael, but still a person a lamdan has to know how do you approach a shayla. It just comes back out of the. I'll tell you something. Someone asked me. I didn't know the answer. It's a fellow in our shul, very nice boy. But he's going through a stage, you know, where he's very nervous about doing everything exactly right. So one Shabbos, it was a rainy Shabbos, he walked to shul. He told me his socks are soaked. Is he allowed to walk in them? Every step, he's doing chita. That was his question. His question was, is he allowed to walk with them? So what's the answer? The davar she'eino miskaven, kresha lo nichala, you have the aron. What about the schita aspect? What? Halach l'ibud is remember, halach l'ibud is only a heta by mefarek, by the schita mefarek. It's not a heta by schita of l'ibud. Why? If you took off your socks, you wouldn't squeeze the water out. Getting the water out is leaving. You get it goes back in afterwards, but it's the time.
It's not cleaning it. The water's going to sit there inside the shoes and go back in the sack.
I mean, the sack is still submerged in water.
It's still sitting in the water.
Still submerged in water. It's just that it's pressed. So that's like pressing. Let's say you have a towel underwater. You squeeze it. If you're squeezing the dirt out of the towel, that would be awesome. Is he squeezing the dirt out of his sock every time he steps? So I really should ask him when's the last time he changed his sock? I don't mean it's a joke. No, if he just changed his socks, so it's a clean bag, eh? So Shriya is Mukha. Sita's still awesome. Now remember we said that Sita is still a problem because you're getting the water out of his socks. You know, there's actually a sif in Shulchan Aruch that talks about a person who gets caught in the rain and has begotten our socks. What it says is that there's no gezeirah shema yisra. You're allowed to keep on walking with your clothing. There's no gezeirah shema yisra. But it doesn't talk about if every step you're breathing out the water. I'm not sure what you do. Why? It's a Moshe Tichel Gufa. So every, just about every Dover Shem and Skam is a Moshe Tichel Gufa, remember? If you're not Mechavim for the Maisa, you're definitely not Mechavim for the Teyam. We need one more Tzirif. Like the Aruch, it's Mosa. We have Ruth and Aruch. According to the Aruch, it's a Dover Shem and Skam, it's a Kresh Lai Nichama. Now we can find one more thing to make it into a Drabanan. Then, if we can make it into a Drabanan, then we'll have the Chumas Hadasha. Who said you could rely on the Aruch by a Drabanan. But why do we have, why can we make it into a Drabanan with the Sam? Right, because they were a chayish, she'll actually squeeze it out. Right. So here it should be out. So that, now Shulchan Aruch says that loy osru, when someone gets stuck in the rain, even though really it should be osru, that's what you're saying, squeezing. So that's a mechaber, it's a mishin aleph, I think mempeh or mendalit, who says loy gazru when a person gets stuck in the rain. But I don't know, we need one more tzirah. One thing I was thinking is that our socks, I don't know, our socks are nylon socks or cotton socks? Huh? Some people have cotton socks, we don't have nylon socks. If you have nylon socks, so nylon is plastic. All nylon is plastic cut very thin. It could be that if you have nylon socks, so it's like a toothbrush, like squeezing a toothbrush, which is a drabanan. Of course, a toothbrush absorbs water, but not in each bristle, it's between the bristles. So if you have nylon socks, so then you have a... Then it's only a drabanan, so then you have the Chumas Hadasha. You follow what I'm going through? Then you have the Chumas Hadasha to be made. What? Is it true? I never looked at the label on the socks. All socks have cotton in them? Okay. Then I'm wrong. But if there's some cotton, then it's a problem. I saw one of the tshuvas, they write that even if it's plastic, but if they stitch it together using a cotton thread, there's one cotton thread stitching it together, so you already have a problem with that. Alright, so this shayla we still have to get back to. We have to find the tshuva about this. Okay, the other issue I wanted to get to. The other issue I wanted to get to, which is a major issue, and I think people don't understand, is the refrigerator shayla. The shayla of opening up a refrigerator on Shabbos. The bulb is out, I'm talking about the light bulb. Every refrigerator has a motor, which goes on and off. The motor goes on and off. The refrigerator, the motor causes the insides of the refrigerator to be cooled to a certain temperature. Thermostat registers the temperature, shuts off the motor. Over time, it loses the temperature rises, it loses the coolness, and then when it gets to a certain heat, it gets triggered and it goes on again. Obviously, if you keep the refrigerator closed, the door closed, it won't go on for a very long time. It's well insulated. It might not go on for an hour. If you open the refrigerator door, eventually, and it depends how long you leave it open, but basically, the temperature in the room is warmer. The air from the room warms the air in the refrigerator. It's going to go on. The motor is going to go on. So the question is, if it's permissible to open a refrigerator, so what do you say? Dov Shein Miskatan. Is it Psik Reisha? Psik Reisha, that's going to go on sooner. Certainly going to go on sooner. So there are two questions. One, it's going to go on sooner. It's for sure going to go on sooner. Is it going to go on right away? What is that? Sounds like a suffix secretion. You're not sure where it's at now. You're not sure. Sometimes when it's not cold, you open it, it goes on right away. It's happened. Right, you open it, you hear the motor go on. Probably a class shady as well. But is it a psikresha deloy nichalei? Stam yonichalei, you want the motor to go on. Right? You don't want warm soda, chas v'shalom. You want the motor to go on, you want it to be cool. So it's very confusing. What? If the motor doesn't go on, you won't have any, everything in the refrigerator will warm up, warm down. So what do we have here? Very confusing. It's a psikresha de nichalei, which right away is bad news. So it's a kayach sheni, which is aser. It's a suffix psikresha. If it'll go on right away, it's a suffix psikresha. That'll go on later is the vadai psikresha. It's only going to go on sooner. So that's a psikresha de nichalei. So I'm going on, the fact that it'll go on sooner, it's a psikresha de nichalei. All you have is that it's a kayach sheni. Not enough to rely on. You have no tziruf from here at all. And on the side of it going on right away, so that's a suffix psikresha, which is the machlekes we had with Kiveg and the Taz. It seems to be a major problem, opening a refrigerator on Shabbos. So why do we open refrigerators on Shabbos? So let me just tell you first, when the motor is on, there's no shayla. Right? If you hear, you can hear the motor go on. When the motor is on, you're certainly allowed to open the refrigerator. You're not causing it to go on. It'll stay on longer. Right? It's gonna stay on until it gets cool inside. So it'll stay on longer. Right? Staying on longer is not a malach. It's on, it'll just stay on. When the motor is on, you're certainly allowed to open the refrigerator. When the motor is off, so that's where the shayla comes in. L'chayr, it should be awesome. Even if you say it certainly won't do it right away, but it's gonna make it go on earlier, that's a grama of secretion de nichalei. Bad news. So Ramesha writes in his tshuva. Now Ramesha in his house had his refrigerator, he had the thermostat removed, and he had a device put in which turns it on and off every 30 minutes or whatever, so that he didn't have the shot. But he writes in the tshuva that Rav Henkin already paskin. Now look at Rav Henkin's tshuva. Rav Henkin says toiv lahachmir. It's good to be machber only to open a refrigerator when its motor is running. However, he says an interesting kluva. He says, our din of segresha, he says, 1 minute. Let's say in the winter, your house, you come off from shul in the winter, and you open the front door. Don't you have the same shagun? You have the thermostat, the boiler, right? There, the boiler warms up the house. The boiler goes off. When the thermostat goes down, the boiler goes on. You walk into the house, you open the door, you're letting cold air in the door. It's a psikresha that you're going to cause the boiler to go on. It's a psikresha of nichalei. What's the hazard? So Rav Henkin is mechadesh that when the din of psikresha is only where it happens there and then. Right when you do it. The Sukrachad and the Zaisa. Right away, something happens. You pull it out, right away, something is happening immediately. It's happening there, and it's happening, Vaisa Makim or Vaisa Znam. She'en Kain, something that works, that's delayed. You do something, and that's going to cause something to happen later. That's very far from being a Madabra Machabi. Like we said, Reb Chaim's Hesber. The psikresha, you're a vadei mechav. That's true if you're drinking a bench, you're a vadei mechav. But no one is going to say that when you open the door to your house, or you come into your house, you're a vadei mechav and to turn the boiler off. Being that it happens not by say makim or by says man, not then and there, being that it's not then and not there, so he says that you could be makel. So the same thing with the refrigerator. It's something which is very far from the person's kavana, and therefore he says that it's not considered to be a psikresha, and that a person could be naked. Now that's a chiddush. Now, the reason that I mentioned this to you is for two reasons, l'maisa. First of all, you should know that it's a very big chiddush. It's a svara without a makar. I mean, I think it's a makar, but he says it off his phone. Rav Palm told me personally to be machmir. And that if you need something, if somebody asks you for something, to open it with a shina. It's not hard to open a refrigerator with a shina. Instead of grabbing the handle, you grab the refrigerator door instead of the handle. So that's to do it at least with a shina, because it's not a davar pashut at all.
that you can open a refrigerator. It's a chiddush. However, people have a shiloh about an oven. An oven, again, is the same shiloh. You have an oven in which, now if you turn the oven off before Shabbos, there's no shiloh, you can open the oven door. Some people leave the oven on, and they keep the chicken, the kugel, whatever's there inside. And on Shabbos, they open the oven door to remove. It's the same shiloh. Right, and the fire is on, so there's no question, you can open the door. Many ovens in my house, our oven has an indicator light. When the fire goes on, the light lights up. Now, why any guy would need an indicator light, I don't know. But for us, it's very good. So we don't open the oven unless the fire is on. If the fire is off, it's a psik ratio. And what's the difference between an oven and a refrigerator? The difference is that a refrigerator is a shiloh, but it's a drabbanon. Turning on a motor is a drabbanon. In the case of an oven, it's a shiloh of a deraisa. It's a shiloh turning on a fire, which is a deraisa, which is much more chamor. And therefore, in the case of the ovens, I tell people to be machmir, not to open the oven unless the fire is on. Now that we're talking about it, something occurred to me, a different difference in the oven and the refrigerator. Is that cooler? Somebody should think of it, even though I never thought of it before. I'm going to think about it now. There's another difference. The oven shiloh. Let's start the oven shiloh. What's the din? You're not open the oven door. What's the shiloh? Is that a shiloh miskav? Which is a psikresha. The psikresha. Just realize that really the oven in the refrigerator is the secretion of the nichalai. You want the motor to go on, so you want other things to stay cool afterwards. In the case of the oven, so it depends. If you're leaving something in, secretion of nichalai, it's not usually the case. I shouldn't say it's not usually the case. It may be in some homes. By us, we just take everything out and finish. So it's a psikresha the loy nichalei by deraisa. Psikresha loy nichalei by deraisa. So here, you have any makar to be mekel? What? Psikresha the loy nichalei by deraisa. Aruch, which we don't rely on. That's a koyach sheni. Is it a koyach sheni? You're not turning on the fire. You're causing cool air to come in, which lowers the thermostat, which in turn triggers the. It's only kach sheni. Same as refrigerator. Same kach sheni. The refrigerator is psikresha the nichalei. Yeah, it's psikresha the loy nichalei. So on the one hand, it's worse because it's a fire. On the other hand, it's better because it's. So here, it's psikresha loy nichalei kach sheni. Already a big tzad v'hakol. Yeah. Is it better to buy an oven with an indicator light or without an indicator light? Let's see. If someone has an indicator light, they ask me the shiloh. So I have to say it's a psikresha. All right, it's a grama. And psikresha, the loy nichalei. So you have to tzuruf and to be saimacha. What happens if you have an oven without an indicator light? Is that better or worse? It's a little better. Why? Because you don't. If I have an indicator light, I know the fire is on. If I don't have an indicator light, so when I open it, what is that? Is that psikresha? It's a suffix psikresha. I don't know the mitzvahs, right? It's like the case of the oven that had a pad, the guy's pad. I don't know if there's basa b'chalav or not. So when I heat it up, the taz was the kivega said to be machmir, psikresha. Taz says not a psikresha. You don't know what's in it. It's a suffix l'shaavar. Here also, it's a suffix l'shaavar. If you don't have an indicator light, it's in a way it's better because now you have already three tzerufim, psikresha l'nichalai. That's a grama. Plus. It's a secretion, it's a suffix l'shaavar. You don't know, is the fire on or not on? You have no way of knowing. So if you have no way of knowing,
You have a tziruf of the Taz's shita that stuff of the shofar isn't mutter. What? Take out the indicator light. Because I'd rather not be Samech on the Kulam in the first place, by this Adar Haista. And therefore, I'd rather have the indicator. So if you're going to be Machmir, it's better to have an indicator light. Then you can be Yitzhak Kalashitis. If you're going to be Mekel, then it's better not to have an indicator light. Because if you're going to be Mekel, you might as well have three Tzerufim to be Samech. You should know a Hashkafa and Halacha. It's a Hashkafa all over. Any Shilas you ever have, it's a machlaikis. You find the Grismosh and Hatzvi, and it's Chalukei Deis. What do you do? You should know as a rule of thumb, if something is evolving in Issa Deraisa, you should be machmir. So Deraisa L'chumrah is what to rely on. There is, but if you're going to pick places where Hamachmir Tovel of Bracha, it should be Shilas of Deraisa. If something is a Deraisa, you should be Malei Pachad. It's Yerushalayim, a person to be over a Deraisa. The shayla of the Rabbanon, so you have what to rely on, so you can be much more makel. The shayla of the fire, which is their isa, the person has to be more makel. Look upon him, we will mevar these nidayim. I hope what I tried to do today is not so much all these halachas, which you should know these halachas, but you should have a handle on how to deal with Dov Shayla Miskav. You know, we're going to get another 2 weeks, we're going to already be back into Ksubis. You know, in Segresha, it'll be like a distant, I would say nightmare, but a distant memory. You know, and I hope that you have a handle on these things. What you should do, when you look up halachas, you come to halachas, if there's anything to do with Abishan and Miskavin, you should chav to learn the tshuva, learn what it's about, and just keep fresh in these ideas. Tomorrow, we're going to learn quite a bit of Gemara. Please take a chance.